I'm not gonna mess with you, man. You look like you work out. You look like you're really into fitness. Hey, you look like you're into fitness, bro. Fitting this dick in your mouth. See, that's what happens when you talk during a show. I'm a professional, let's say.
Welcome back, Predictably Drunk, smart people talking about stupid things. I am your host, as usual, Mr. Sam Marcoux, and you just heard Chris Storen giving it to the audience member. Note to audience members, if you're going to go to a comedy show and you think you're going to be the show by heckling, I got to be honest with you, most experienced comedians are going to handle that situation pretty quickly and pretty definitively, if you couldn't hear from that clip, so... by all means, try your luck, but it's probably not going to end in your favor. This is the special show for me. This is actually the birthday show, my birthday, the only birthday that matters, quite frankly, in the world of me. I guess maybe my daughter as well, but it is my birthday. I turned the ripe old age of 33, so the last year of my early 30s before I turn into a feeble old man and fall over, break my hip, and all that other fun stuff. So nothing else I'd rather be doing than maybe spending a few minutes talking into a microphone, pretending there's an audience. But thank you for listening. Thank you for, God, I don't know. I think we're 30-plus episodes at this point, and the show has been more popular than ever, which is odd to me because I've been doing the show less, and it's more popular than ever. So there you go. Less of me equals more popular, apparently. But I'm staring at fish right now, and you're probably wondering, what the hell are you talking about? Why are you staring at fish? And I'm looking at these fish. These are my fish. I have three fish in a 20-gallon aquarium, which is a brand new home. They just got an upgrade to their home last week. And, well, let me back up here. So the reason I have fish, if I was a single man with no responsibilities, i.e. not a father, I would never in a million years have fish as pets, okay? The fish are a direct result of being a father to a child who's actually pretty damn good at throwing the ping pong balls into the goldfish tanks at county fairs. So this past summer, my daughter, out of 10 ping pong balls, I believe she got 5 of them into the goldfish tanks, which means I inherited 5 stupid fucking goldfish. Well, when you inherit goldfish, they give you a tiny little like carrying case that you can keep it in. If you elect to keep the goldfish in that carrying case, they will be dead within minutes. So naturally, have to get an actual aquarium, a glass aquarium. So I get a 10-gallon aquarium. Buy some other fish. There's a multitude of fish in this 10-gallon aquarium. Everything's great. Meanwhile, my kid doesn't give a shit about the fish because she's 2. So who's taking care of the fish? I am, right? I'm feeding the fish, cleaning out the tank, etc., etc., etc. So, but anyhow, I drop my kid off at daycare, come home to grab a cup of coffee, and I hear running water. I hear running water in my kitchen. So naturally, I think the sink is on. Look over. Nope, the sink's not on. I'm like, huh, well, maybe the ice in the freezer is getting refilled. Maybe there was a lot of ice that was used while I was gone. Maybe a burglar came in and made himself a nice soda pop with ice that it needs to, you know, like refill. But no, it wasn't the freezer refilling the ice. It was my aquarium with a huge crack on the back of it. Okay, and I'm not talking like a little hairline crack. I'm talking pretty much a gusher. Like, we've got a breach in the glass dam of this aquarium. So water is leaking out all over the floor. I start to panic. I'm like, oh, shit. You know, what do I do here? So I by panicking, I'm a guy. So I stared at the situation for about a minute and then realized I should probably do something before these dumbass fish start dying. So I grab all the fish out. I throw them in a tiny little Tupperware thing. Just to save them, right? There's obviously water in there. I start cleaning out the tank. I look over at the fish, and I have one big, giant goldfish. All the other goldfish have died at this point. They died over the course of the summer, except for this one. He is the alpha male. He's there. He's big. He's robust. He's a beautiful goldfish as far as goldfish go. But he's in there with 2 little other tiny little fucking fish. I don't know what they are. They're just different colored. They kind of look like little tiny clownfish looking things, but whatever. They're stupid fucking fish. They don't do anything except get in the way of the big guy. So the big guy starts bullying them around because he's got nowhere to go, right? But I don't want these fish to die even though they're worthless because my daughter, you know, my lovely daughter is going to come home later. And if her fish aren't there, you know, all hell's going to break loose. So it's like 8:30 in the morning. And I need a new aquarium. There's no fixing the aquarium that's broken, ladies and gentlemen. I need a new aquarium. But it's 8:30 in the morning on like a Tuesday, right? So you know what that means? That means no aquarium place is open ever, right? There's not an aquarium store or like a fish store that opens before 11 o'clock in the morning. And I come to realize that is because every aquarium and fish supply store is owned by and operated by some sort of humongous pothead. And they are not going to open their business before 11 o'clock in the morning. That's just not how it's going to be. And it makes sense that potheads would actually own aquarium stores because there's really nothing to do there, right? Like you show up and your fish are swimming around, you feed them, and then you just kind of sit around, get baked, and look at the fish as they swim. It's a perfect, perfect job for a pothead to own a fish store, to own an aquarium. So I go to PetSmart, right? That's not my first choice to go in terms of getting fish supplies. I'd rather go to an actual specialty shop, but fuck it. I got to go to PetSmart. I got to save these fish. So I go to PetSmart. I grab an aquarium. I throw it in the cart. I start grabbing a couple of new decorations because I figure, well, you know what? If I'm going to redo this entire aquarium, I might as well get them a little sunken pirate ship and a little, you know, bridge or something that they can swim under. Why not, right? My fish, fuck it. I'm doing it. While I'm there, I get accosted by the aquarium lady at PetSmart. Her specialty is fish, okay? I'm pretty sure all of her friends are fish. And that's nothing against this woman, but I'm pretty sure she has had very little human interaction other than to discuss fish and fish-related products with people such as myself. Which would be fine because she is an expert. She does know more about fish than I'm ever going to know. But she proceeds to tell me how I'm doing everything wrong, right? She's like, well, why are you buying all this stuff? I'm like, well, the aquarium broke. Okay, sir, how did the aquarium broke? I'm like, I don't know. I went home and I went to take a look at the fish and realized, and then she stops me and she's like, whoa, you looked at the fish? Like you looked directly at the fish? I'm like, yeah, what? They're fish. I'm not allowed to look at the fish? Apparently, I'm not allowed to look at the fish. Apparently, even the way I look at the fish is wrong. So she goes on to tell me for about a half an hour everything I have to do. I just nod because I'm in some sort of, you know, living, breathing coma. I just nod up and down and say, yes, I got it. I got it. I don't need to take notes. I have everything. I throw everything in the cart and I get out of there like £150 or $150 less than I had walking in there. So I get home, proceed to forget everything that this fish person told me, and I start filling up the tank. I open it up. I actually pulled it out of the box and realized that there was a crack, I shit you not, in the brand new tank that I got. Now, luckily for me and for the fish, the tank is on the third pane, so the middle pane. There's three panes to this aquarium because I fucking sprung for the nice one. The middle pane was the one that was broken, so the front pane and the outside pane, not broken, not cracked. Therefore, no leaking. And even if it had leaked, I wouldn't give a shit. I wasn't going back to buy yet another aquarium. It wasn't going to happen. Those fish were just going to fucking meet their doom in a Viking funeral, if you know what I mean. So I throw the fish in there. I treat the water. I do everything the lady tells me to, or at least as close as I can remember to her telling me what to do. And I just know these fish are going to collapse on me, right? Like after going through all this work and effort, I just know these fish are going to drop dead. Except to my surprise, they did not. They did not drop dead. They lived. And I was very proud of myself for keeping these fish alive through this entire ordeal, right? The big fish is still fine. The tiny little guys are still fine. And then I realized when I put the aquarium down that the aquarium I bought was not the same size aquarium that they had. I got twice the size of the aquarium that they had originally. So I got a 20-gallon tank when I had a 10-gallon tank. So now I've got this humongous, humongous aquarium sitting in my living room. Not in my living room, like basically in my kitchen. And I'm staring at it, looking at three fish that have more cubic, like square inches of room per their body than I do in my own townhouse. And I couldn't be fucking more jealous of three fish right now who are literally getting fed, pampered, upgrading their homes, and they can't even say thank you. They're fucking selfish asshole fish. And the worst part about it is I picked up my daughter later that day. She comes home and I'm like, you see the fish? And she's like, Daddy, I don't like the fish anymore. I'm like, really? After I spent all that time, money, and effort to make sure that these fucking fish stayed alive, you want to go ahead and tell me that you don't like the fish anymore. Great. Lovely. Wonderful. But that's the fish story. I saved fish for no apparent good reason. What I should have been doing is just throwing them down the old toilet, throwing out the aquarium, and moving on with my life. But nope, I'm too good of a guy, ladies and gentlemen. I'm too good of a fucking nice guy. Save these stupid-ass fish. Fish are dumb. It's just a dumb pet, right? It's a dumb pet to have. There's nothing you can do with fish other than look at them. And again, according to fish fucking expert over at PetSmart, I'm not even allowed to look at them, at least not the way I was looking at them. Apparently, I was too menacing, and it can cause agita for the fish, and they can just kill over and drop dead. And I kind of want to see that happen, to be honest. Like, I want to look at a fish so menacing. Like, I want to look at something and be such a badass that I look at it and it just fucking drops dead. Wouldn't that be awesome? Like, as a man, doesn't that make you feel like I want that to happen? I've yet to have that happen. I've never been able to look at anything and cause any sort of intimidation or fear. It's just not me. But fish. I saved some fucking fish for no reason. What else is going on? I've been doing the football show weekly, which is going really well. A lot of good stuff going on there. If you haven't checked it out, go to YouTube and type in Predictably Drunk. It's the same name as the podcast. It's just called Predictably Drunk, the football show. It's a weekly show I do predicting football and drinking beer and alcohol and other types of things. I threw up on camera 1 week already, that which was great. So if you like gross out humor, if you like sports humor, and if you like alcohol, I guess, go ahead and check that out. But I took a break from the stage from doing stand-up. I'm getting back into it. Halloween weekend, I'll be at Tommy T's in Pleasanton, California. November 4th, I think, the Sacramento Punchline, November 5th at Cobb's Comedy Club, which is awesome. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm getting a little bit of a publicity out of that one. They threw me on the website. They did a nice little write-up for me on there, which is fantastic. They spelled my name right. They spelled the name of the podcast right. So thank you, Cobb's Comedy Club, Live Nation. I also am going to be in San Diego on November 19th at the American Comedy Company. And then November 20th, I think I'm doing a casino on my way back home, which is a Friday. So that's going to be kind of cool. So November's getting filled up, end of October, all that fun stuff. Come check me out. I've got new jokes. I've got old jokes. I've got all kinds of jokes for you. The other thing I thought was interesting that maybe I'd touch base on shortly, I just saw this today, but Playboy magazine, you know, Hugh Hefner, The Grotto, The Mansion, Naked Ladies, The Playmates, The Bunnies, everything, all of that, it's going away. It's going away. The war has been won, according to Playboy. And apparently their mission statement was that when they started Playboy was to basically normalize the human or the female body, not the human body, the female body. They wanted to normalize it, make it less taboo. And they're saying here in 2015 that mission accomplished. It's over. And they're no longer going to publish nude photos in Playboy magazine. Which is true. Starting March of 2016, they are going to be no longer having naked women in Playboy magazine, which, of course, means if that starts in March of 2016, I would think by about June of 2016, Playboy is going to be out of fucking business, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. I mean, honestly, the on-running joke is that, well, now everybody's going to really have to read the articles. But really, what does Playboy have? There's nothing. And they're smart. They're actually smart to get out of it and claim mission accomplished. And basically say, we did what we're supposed to do. We're going to go take our winnings and we're going to leave. I read a stat on this article that at the peak of their subscriptions, I think they had something like, you know, 15 million subscribers to Playboy, something, some ungodly number back before the internet and back when that was really like your main source for seeing any sort of naked person other than having a naked person in front of you. And now in 2015, with the internet, with all the other, you know, forms of media that are out there, porn, everything else, they're down to 800,000 subscribers, okay? Less than a million. It doesn't even make sense to print that thing anymore, really. I mean, I can't imagine. What are they going to do? They're going to pull out the nude models. It's just going to turn into a shitty version of Maxim, right? I mean, I can't imagine that that's going to be a good thing. So it's an end of an era. Playboy is going away, at least in paper form. I'm sure Playboy.com will have plenty of naked photos for you guys to jerk off to. So, you know, don't cry too many tears. And if you do, save them and use them as lube for Playboy.com. I can't imagine just print media in general is going to be around for too long. They've gotten rid of just everything, man. Print media is done. It's dead. It's gone. You know, Chicago Tribune, the Tribune Company will be going away. LA Times will be going away. LA Daily News, New York Times, all of it. It's just going away. Magazines in general, dead. Dead media. Books will be next. That's what's going to hurt, I think, is when books go away. People just release online manuscripts, really. I mean, that's where we're going. Music industry's dead. All of it is dead. Everything is dead. And I couldn't be fucking happier about it. That's right. I couldn't be happier about it. Because you know what? It shows progress, ladies and gentlemen. That's all that is. What's really going on is progress. We have all these new forms of technology. We have all these new ways of communicating with each other. It's the equivalent of cave paintings being a relic because people developed a language. You know what I'm saying? Like, there were primitive ways of communicating with people and getting news out to people. And now there's a new, faster, better way to do it. And whether you agree with it or not, the reality is it's something that's going to become more and more prevalent. So you might as well just embrace it. You might as well figure out, if you're a business person, how to make money on this new media. You might as well figure out, as on the entertainment side, i.e. people like me who do a podcast, figure out how to make that work for you, right? Those are my thoughts on that. Fuck the newspaper industry. Fuck the magazine industry. Fuck the music industry. And fuck the normal TV industry. It doesn't really matter anymore. Those are things of the past. They're dinosaurs. And if you're holding on to that, you're a dinosaur yourself, or you're severely misguided. Severely. And man, that sounded kind of bitter. I think I'm still mad about the fucking fish. The fish. You know, that's the only good place for a newspaper, is to wrap up a fish and throw it away. That's it. That's the only reason I would actually subscribe to one. But, all right. Well, that's me. I went solo bolo this time. Check out the show on YouTube, Predictably Drunk, the football show. You can check me out at sammarcoux.com. I put all the new tour dates up there. Again, I'll be in Sacramento on November 4th. I'll be in San Francisco at Cobb's Comedy Club on November 5th. I'll be in San Diego November 19th. To American Comedy Company. You can find me at Tommy T's Halloween Weekend for the Outsourced Comedy Tour, which is a bunch of Indian and Middle Eastern comedians and then me. So they outsourced one of those slots to a white guy. So I'll be there if you want to check me out Halloween Weekend. And then other than that, you can check me out on Twitter at Tiger Comedy. You can check me out on Instagram, Predictably Drunk. Shit, I don't know. Just fucking Google Sam Marcoux and you'll find things about me. You also find some weird teenager girl from like St. Louis, Missouri who has the same name. That is it. We'll see you guys next time. This is Smart People Talking About Stupid Things. This is Predictably Drunk. And that's it. That's it. I'm going to go cuss out these fish and call it a night. Happy birthday to me. I'm a great guy. It's my birthday. Celebrate me. Love me. Enjoy me. All right, smart people talking about stupid things, Predictably Drunk. Later.